All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hour number two, nice to have you with us. A lot of football to discuss. Michigan State with a primo game tomorrow. I think it's a program game. How you bounce back after getting bombed at OSU. And again, it's not that they lost to OSU. I knew they would lose. Any reasonable fan knew they would lose. That's okay. 10 points. Couldn't get 300 yards of offense. You wasted your defense playing out of their mind in the first quarter because, again, offense. You know, and then this week, different numbers have trickled out. I mean, Sully with the Pro Football Focus, 23 drops. You know, we're sloppy as hell. We can't make a field goal. We're dropping passes, untimely penalties. We can't run the ball. It's one of those things where it's just – at a certain point, you can't live off your past anymore. Mark needs another big victory. Mark needs a big win. A win where the world doubts him and he answers back and goes, hey, I'm still here. Tomorrow's one of those games. Yeah, I don't want to hear about, well, what about the schedule? Yeah, the schedule is tough. But remember, I told you before the OSU game, I wouldn't be shocked they lost all three of these. I don't think we're very good. I have reasons why. You know, the same people who think Mike Tressel is Pat Narduzzi are insane. Like, our defense is sloppy right now. They are. And if I continue to see three down linemen on third down, I'm going to scream. So I want to know where people are at, because for me, if they lose tomorrow, season's completely toast. And I'm kind of just, I'm done with it. Like, move along. Let's start looking towards the future. And let's let Mark go out with the class he deserves. But I just can't fathom losing to Wisconsin tomorrow and coming away with the feeling that, yes, Mark's going to be here another 4 or 5 years. Mark has complete control of this. Mark is going to be able to guide us to another Big Ten championship. I don't see it. I think a loss tomorrow, you're going to guide your way into 7-5. A loss tomorrow, look at next year, probably a down year anyways, cycle down, lose a lot of talented players, 7-5. Well, then what are you? Then you're not the program of 11, 10, 13, 14, 15. You are now an also-ran. You are now a 7-5 program. You've basically come full circle back to the type of program Mark took over, that at best John L. was going to be a 7 or 8 win coach. So then again, it's like the Lion King. We've come all the way back around, and Mark has brought us back down to level. I'm not signed on for that. 248-539-9797. Go ahead. Tell me I'm being unreasonable, Sully. Dave, do whatever you want.
No.
I will fight tooth and nail on this.
I would hope that if they lose tomorrow, a.k.a. the season's done, I would hope that D'Antonio finds a way to step away at the end of the year. And sure, as you've alluded to, which I completely agree with, things don't get ugly. There's no reason things should get ugly with all that he's done for that program. I would hope that he can leave on good terms and in a way that's respectful, frankly. But, Mike, to be honest with you, and I'm saying this partially because of the, you know, just lack of phone calls or texts or overall buzz on this, is I don't think Michigan State fans can admit this. I don't think a lot of Spartans want to admit this. And I think that maybe with your friends, with the people that you've tailgated with the people that are close to you that follow the program, you guys are all in lockstep that,
oh, yeah,
that hey, this is unacceptable. But I think most Michigan State fans, and I am not saying this in any sort of patronizing way or any sort of negative way, I think most Michigan State fans don't want Mark D'Antonio to leave, are scared of the unknown next year. And that they would want him back. They would want him back for several years. And no matter what, D'Antonio's the guy. He's steering the ship moving forward. And that's how it's going to be. They're scared to move on from it. Just like some Michigan fans are scared to move on from Harbaugh. I do think that exists out there.
248-539-9797. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Tony, 97.1. What's up, Tone?
Mike, how you doing?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
All right. Now, I don't want to piss you off because I know how you get when you get pissed off. I'm not here to do that. But you're trying to say that Michigan State needs to win tomorrow, and I agree with that. They do need to win. But even if they win tomorrow, you already lost to Ohio State, okay? Now, if that means that Ohio State has to lose two games for you to even have a shot, and you'd have to clear the schedule. I just think that these games now for Michigan and Michigan State are just pride games. They're just playing for pride. No one's going to beat Ohio State.
Okay.
Once you lose to Ohio State, you gotta hope that they lose two games.
All right. So what do you want me to do? I'm not going to argue about it.
Well,
I'm saying that there's still a chance they could go 10-2 and maybe get to a bowl game that some people care about. I'm not arguing they can win the Big Ten. I think we all know that OSU's not losing twice. I'm simply saying I'm not going to sit here and be thrilled being 0-2 in the Big Ten, having no chance really to end up 9-3, and I want them out.
Because, mistake me if I'm wrong, I thought you said for Michigan State to have a chance, you know, at the Big Ten title or whatever.
Let me ask you a question. Honestly, why do you want to die on this hill? Like why? I think we have a pretty good understanding of what the landscape is and where I'm at with it. Why is this the hill you want to die on? Help me understand.
You're a smart man. You do. You speak reality. You do. But at the same time, there's so much difference between Michigan, Michigan State, and then there's Ohio State and Penn State and Wisconsin. And I just think these games are more just played for pride now, and I just don't see anyone having a chance of beating Ohio State or even beating them to go to the Big Ten title. I
don't disagree with that, that really OSU's on a different planet, okay? I don't disagree. But we still care about our teams. There's not a mass exodus that, hey, why even play the games? Now, if State loses to Wisconsin, no interest. None. That I agree. None. There's nothing MSU could do at that point that would remotely interest me. Beat Michigan because they're a collection of unholy bleep holes. But outside of that, none of it matters. You think I'm giving up my Saturday to watch him play Illinois or Maryland or Rutgers? No way. Out. And guess what? The fans are already speaking. You know what it's going to cost to go to Spartan Stadium to see him play Penn State? $14. You know what it's going to cost against Illinois? $6. The program is showing signs of rot. Win tomorrow, or I think it's pretty official, Mark needs to walk away. Go enjoy your life. Go get your retention bonus on the 15th. Enjoy your life. You built this thing. You did a hell of a job. You're a legend. We'll give it a statue. We'll put you in a ring of honor. Hell, you want to be the interim AD? I don't care. But you can't be the coach no more. Because this ain't for you no more.
And it's two seasons, but on a bigger picture level, it is two seasons of completely wasting a just tremendous defense. A defense that's, you know, just putting up ridiculous numbers.
They're sloppy. They're sloppy. They really are. I'm going to take off a Rutgers win this year, which means 7-5 is 6-5. So here will be your non-Rutgers record since the playoff. You ready for this? This is remarkable. This is disgusting.
I was adding that up too, yeah.
Yeah, so it would be, oh my God, 17-19 in the Big Ten. 17-19 since the playoff.
Well,
and even if I altered the nightmare of 2016 and you just went 3-5 non-Rutgers, what does it matter? You're a 500 program in the Big Ten. You're a 500 program overall. It's done. It doesn't take 8 years for the program to fall back into disrepair. We're here. I feel like we're here. I know what I'm watching.
Well, here's also the thing. Since then, I took out the Furman win, Rutgers, 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 Bowling Green, and Rutgers again.
What's
there's
the record?
We said the record was 24-20, so take 6 off of that. 18-20 if you subtract those 6 games.
Now, what other program would make the playoff in 15 and 4 years later be staring that down the barrel of a gun, and you'd still have idiot fans think it's blasphemous to talk about moving on from the coach?
Well, and I'm seeing texts right now, and I think the laziest thing to say, and this is something that Michigan fans say as well, the laziest thing is, well, you know, I don't think the grass is always greener on the other side. I don't know who would replace him. That is not the point.
People like that, I'd like to spit in their face. People like that drive me nuts because they're intellectually dishonest.
It's the fear of the unknown.
Right, but my point is, if you know this isn't the answer, I can't guarantee you that a new guy is, but at least there's hope. So stop being dishonest. Cut it out.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.